Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
We would like to acknowledge the Turrbal and Yarraga people as the traditional owners of this land where we record. And recognize that these have always been places of meeting and sharing. The Sanskrit word Shiva means, states Monier Williams, auspicious, propitious, gracious, benign, kind, benevolent, friendly. The roots of Shiva in folk etymology are she, which means in whom all things lie, or pervasiveness, and Va, which means embodiment of grace. As an adjective in the Rig Veda, as an epithet for several Rig Vedic deities, including Rudra. The term Shiva also connotes liberation, final emancipation, and the auspicious one. This adjective sense of usage is addressed to many deities in Vedic layers of literature. The term evolved from the Vedic Rudra Shiva to the noun Shiva in the epics and the Puranas as an auspicious deity. with the Sanskrit root sarv, which means to injure or to kill, interprets the name to connote the one who can kill the forces of darkness. Sanskrit word Shaiva means relating to the god Shiva, and this term is the Sanskrit name for both one of the principal sects of Hinduism and for a member of that sect. It is used as an adjective to characterize certain beliefs and practices, such as Shaivism. interpret Shiva to have multiple meanings. The pure one, and the one who is not affected by three gunas of prakriti. Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas. Shiva is known by many names, such as Viswanatha, Lord of the Universe, Mahadeva, Mahandeo, Mahasu, Mahesha, Maheshvara, Shankara, Shambhu, Rudra, Hara, Trilochana, Devendra, Chief of the Gods, Nilakanta, Sabhankara, Trilokinatha, Lord of the Three Realms, and Grineshwar, Lord of Compassion. or Shiva in Shaivism is reflected in his epithets, Mahadeva, meaning great god, Mahesvara, great lord, and Parameswara, supreme. is something we allow to happen. So listen on and sleep well, as I wish you only the sweetest of dreams. Thank you. A That's Not Canon Productions podcast.